ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's anti-corruption agency has an enormous job, fighting crimes that cost the country more than $1 billion a year. But since it was formed, the organization has spent much of its time investigating its own commissioners. All three of them have leveled criminal allegations at each other, and senior staff warn that the organization is on the brink of implosion. PNG correspondent Marion Farr has this story.
PNG's Independent Commission Against Corruption was seen as a beacon of hope when it formed just 2 years ago.
After many years of decay and decadence at the hands of white-collar crime in this country, we were looking forward to a bigger, better and brighter future.
Karenga Kua is an opposition MP and former head of the PNG Law Society. He's watched the country struggle with corruption for decades.
So we ended up with three commissioners, two from Australia and one from New Zealand, who were represented to us as the best professionals for this kind of job.
At first, things seemed to be going well. But then in July last year, Deputy Commissioners Dan Bolch from Victoria and Graham Gill from New Zealand accused Chief Commissioner Andrew Forbes of suspected corruption. Mr. Forbes is a lawyer from Brisbane with no apparent experience in anti-corruption work. In a letter to the committee that appoints the commissioners, the deputies allege Mr. Forbes secretly changed ICAC legislation to effectively give himself exclusive power to conduct hearings.
There were huge differences of opinions about each three commissioners' powers and functions.
A warrant for Mr. Forbes' arrest was granted in November, but he obtained a court injunction to stop it being executed while the matter was before the Appointments Committee. Mr. Forbes hasn't responded to the ABC's request for comment. Karenga Kua says the situation between the commissioners has become untenable.
If they're going to the extent of taking out court proceedings against themselves, that means that their relationship is unworkable.
But it doesn't end there. Chief Commissioner Andrew Forbes also wrote to the committee alleging Mr. Bolch lied in a visa application, bullied a staff member, and made false claims relating to financial delegations. And in the most recent twist of events, he referred both the deputies to police over allegations of financial misconduct. The deputy commissioners have now left PNG and told the ABC they believe they've been subject to retaliatory behaviour and that they plan to defend the allegations. But opposition MP Karenga Kua wants all three commissioners to resign.
They need to go. We need to make a fresh start. Simple as that.
The ABC has been told almost all the agency's expatriate staff, including multiple Australians, are likely to resign, stripping the organisation of expertise needed to fight corruption. Oliver Nobertau is a project director at the Lowy Institute. He worries PNG's ICAC may not be able to overcome the chaos.
If it sort of falls through, it just makes PNG less attractive of a place for people to come and do business. And it's not a good look if that happens, especially when we're trying to celebrate, 50 years of independence.
But Peter Itse, who heads up the PNG arm of Transparency International, hasn't given up hope.
While it's disappointing, we hope that the agencies that support ICAC can be able to rally and try and restore the operations of ICAC and also bring some trust back to the organisation.
Prime Minister James Narape has not responded directly to the ABC's questions. In a public statement, he said the Appointments Committee has asked for a detailed report to be submitted to PNG's Cabinet for consideration.